For the past year, the Southern V has served up vegan soul food from a tiny shack in North Nashville. Weekends only, no indoor seating, no wait staff, just an order window doling out vegan hot chicken, biscuits and gravy, and donuts that rival any dairy-filled competition. It's become a staple, never without a line and often selling out the menu before the day is through. And this spring, the cafe will open a full-fledged restaurant on Buchanan Street, joining a handful of other thriving Black-owned businesses that line the historic North Nashville corridor. WPLN's Merva Knight reports.
A couple years back, Tiffany Hancock, a devoted vegan, had a crisis of conviction. It was over a donut.
And I said, I want a Krispy Kreme donut so bad, but I can't eat it. And I remember we drove past there and we were like, Should we just do it one time? Because there was no kind of pastry like that out there for vegans. Right. And so that's where it started. I said, I'm going to make a donut that we can eat all the time.
She did. And the idea for the Southern V was born. Tiffany as the cook and her husband Clifton, a speech therapist, as critical support staff. Since then, the Little Blue Shack has become a destination in a section of the city that was once a thriving hub of African-American music and culture, but in more recent years has become a restaurant desert of sorts, which is why customers like Nashville songwriter Jazz Murray can't get enough of the Southern V.
I just love the variety of foods that they have, and I just like the vibe I get whenever I come here. So chill, laid back.
Cultivating that vibe are things like the question of the day, posed to every customer when they order. Tiffany says it makes an instant connection.
And our question of today is, what is something you want to accomplish this week?
I want to clean my house and write 2 songs.
I need to study this week.
Going to the gym more than once this week.
Or Clifton's Music Rock, that's tucked in next to a bush and plays soulful tunes for patrons as they eat or wait in line.
The thing that we love about the Southern V is that when we look out that window, that service window, you see all walks of life.
The couple says choosing to expand on Buchanan Street instead of a neighborhood where a vegan option would be immediately embraced was a conscious decision. It allows them to join a burgeoning scene of other African-American-owned eateries, but it also does something much bigger.
From my perspective, veganism has always kind of been that upper class type of lifestyle, you know, and the options for that has always been in those areas where that type of demographic lives.
Tiffany and Clifton say they hope to move from their Little Blue Shack into the full service restaurant in the next few months. They also hope the line follows them. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Merbin Knight.